With the scruffy beard of a grad student backpacking through Europe and a double espresso bounce to his step, Nick Blamire recently visited the KCUR studios with his guitar in hand. He's 29 and lives in Brooklyn, but has been in Kansas City for a few weeks, molding into shape his new musical opening this week at Kansas City Repertory Theater. He says the show examines memories and poses the question, what if our memories aren't what we thought they were?
The musical is called A Little More Alive, and it's about two brothers who come home for their mother's funeral, and they're not super close, and they find a box full of letters that are to and from their mom from another man over the last 25 years of their lives, while their father is upstairs mourning the loss of his wife. And the show is really about watching these two guys deal with how this new information changes the memories that they have.
Well, you're an actor as well, and, mm-hmm. and when you began this process, did you think you were writing one of those brothers for yourself?
I really wasn't. I mean, I feel like one of the great gifts of writing in my life is taking a break from acting. And there's something really wonderful to me about sitting in the room and watching people who I respect take the words that I'm coming up with and talk to me about them, knowing that I have the understanding of what it's like to be an actor, but that I have no interest in doing what they're doing.
You mentioned to me earlier you have a friend who's in the new musical version of Rocky, and it seems all new musicals on Broadway seem to be remakes of films. Is that a challenge for you as a composer?
It is. I mean, I think that one of the challenges that theater is facing, and especially New York theater is facing, is that it's always in danger of becoming a theme park. And there are parts of it that will always be. And I think that's okay. I mean, I think that, you know, Mamma Mia's of the world and the Hairsprays of the world do a great service to the culture. And those shows have things to say in them. They're just said in a different way than I'm interested in expressing myself.
So you brought your guitar in to do something from the show.
This song is called New Home. It's the second song in the show. It's the younger brother talking about his old bedroom, which has changed quite a bit since he was last home. I could have sworn I grew up here, but I can't place a thing. Guess it's tough when the walls are new colors and stuff you once called yours is packed up and stuffed in another wing. It's barely a bedroom.
How did Eric Rosen, the artistic director of The Rep, convince you that Kansas City was the place to premiere your musical?
There was just a real vibe, and we had a conversation in which he said that Kansas City has a very specific balance between the Midwest kindness and openness and a real erudite cosmopolitan worldview that many cities don't have. We're surrounded by artists who are making me better every step of the way.